It is entertainment time. Our producer, Stefan Lombard, has something fun and fictional picked out for us on podcast this week.
Today at 12.03 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, November 20th, 2060, an anomalous object was detected entering Earth's orbit, sparking concerns.
New evidence now suggests the unidentified flying object isn't extraterrestrial or even a foreign spy plane.
But part of a missing spaceship returning back into Earth's orbit.
Wait, what? It's not possible.
Breaking. The unknown aircraft has now entered Earth's atmosphere over Arizona. The White House and the Pentagon have yet to comment on this.
From Now is a stupid name for a brilliant podcast. It's about a famed lost spaceship, the USS Hope, returning to Earth after vanishing 35 years prior. The lone survivor disembarks mysteriously looking the exact same age as when he left. Following the ensuing media chaos, he finally reunites with his formerly identical twin brother, now an old man, for a one-on-one meeting. But what starts as a joyful reconciliation soon leads to dark revelations that threaten their relationship and the future of humanity. The voice acting is excellent, the story immersive, and you'll do well to enjoy the excellent sound design on headphones. That being said, I saw quite a few reviews where people complain that the music and sound effects often drown out the dialogue. And I know fiction podcasts aren't for everyone, but there is some really interesting stuff being made. At least give it a shot. From Now is available from your favorite podcatcher.
So what do you say?
Lekker luister.
Bye, dankie Stefan. Our producer Stefan Lombard, appreciate the recommendation of From Now. Next, we are off to the movies, and my producer Rafiq Wahid has the rundown on some new local films opening on circuit this weekend.
This week, we're keeping it local, previewing some of the best South African films opening on circuit and your favorite streaming service. Releasing on Netflix today is the hair-raising thriller, I Am All Girls.
Take a deep breath in and hold for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We have a situation.
Someone in the operation was involved in some way or the other.
Set in the dying days of apartheid, the film follows a special crimes investigator and a troubled cop who form an unlikely bond as they race against the clock to ensure justice prevails for the young girls who are trapped in an ugly child trafficking ring. The film is directed by Donovan Marsh and stars Erica Vessels and Thlubi Mboya in the lead roles. For something more lighthearted, I'm recommending the hilarious comedy drama Barakat.
Aisha Davids. So ye met me through.
Aisha. Kat. Trifit kat is a pension anna. Wat het wat je nou opgeskipt op dat mansmees op jouw oude? Abdulie nog lauw warm in zijn graf.
Nou lekker! Ja,
dat is vroeg, ja. Wat is die boys te zien over Albertus? Hallo, Pitty. Ik heb een plan. Ik ga ons allemaal overkrijgen van een parang en dan ga ik tennis van de prik, maar op een mooie manier.
Wacht. Wat gaat hier aan?
Zij zijn gay.
Wat? Wacht nou.
Barakat is South Africa's first Muslim film in the colloquial Afrikaans language and follows the story of an aging matriarch who aims to bring together her fractured, dysfunctional family to celebrate Eid, but also to break the news about her new romance.
Can I get my moment enjoy it, Anala? Kijk hoe glow ik.
Glow? Dus hier glow niet, hij is menopause, goed als. Zij is sweet, Aisha.
Set in Cape Town, Barakat features familiar local film and TV stars like Vinette Ibrahim, Joey Rustin and June Van Merch. That's it from me for this week. Enjoy the movies.
Thank you so much, Rafiq Wahid. The final segment of our entertainment slot is always looking at what's going on the small screen, and we're always grateful for the input of Craig Falk, who is the deputy editor of TV Plus magazine. Once again, this week, we have to start with a bit of a disclaimer because, Craig, the major channels have been making your life, I know, very, very difficult with lots of chopping and changing of content. So I guess we start by saying we think this is what's coming this week, but please don't hate us if it changes.
Absolutely, Pippa. You know, it's one of those things. Unfortunately, there's a lot of things behind the scenes going on, contract discussions that do fall through, securing the actual productions, and it's not entirely the channel's fault. Sometimes the distributors actually say, look, we're not sending it to you. So that is happening a bit more than usual at the moment.
Okay. So having said all of that, we'll do our best to tell you what we expect is coming in the week ahead and hope that it will stay that way. Okay. Just a couple of listener questions first, Craig. Our listener Nicole wrote in asking about the transition to digital TV. She had noticed a banner on SABC2 last week telling people they could go to the post office to register for a subsidized decoder. And then she found all of a sudden that the very next morning she had no signal at all on any of the free-to-air channels. And she was worried that digital migration had happened overnight. Just want to reassure her and others who might have wondered the same, that's not what happened, Craig.
No, absolutely not. This week there was an announcement that we will be doing the migration. I mean, we're 11, 12 years behind the original 2010 implementation. So you can start going to the post office to register for your free decoder. If you're earning, I think it's below 3,200 combined every month, you get it free. But they're only going to be switching off the analog system in April 2022. So there's been frustratingly little communication about this, but Nicole and other users definitely haven't just been switched off. There's something else. It might be that the tower in the area is having issues.
Correct.
But it's definitely not because they've switched off the signal just yet.
Okay, so thank you very much for confirming that. Having said that, April 22 is now the target date in mind, so keep that in mind as you start planning your viewing going forward. Speaking of planning viewing going forward, David bewailing the poor selection of British content on DSTV. Craig, I know we did say a few months ago we heard that BritBox was coming to South Africa this year. Is there any word yet on when in 2021 it's going to arrive?
We haven't had an update again on BritBox, but I can assure you that when it does come, it's going to be it's literally just British shows, top to bottom, 24/7. I would assume possibly third quarter, even October, November, December, but it is definitely on the way.
Okay, and David, I promise you we will let you know when it's on the way because I know how many of our listeners love their British shows and will be wanting to move on over to BritBox. Last listener question is from Lebo, who is really enthusiastic about the Miss Universe pageant this weekend and wants to get up early to support Natasha Joubert, who's competing for South Africa. There's going to be a very, very early morning broadcast, isn't there, Craig?
Yeah, if you want to watch it live, it's going to be airing from 2 o'clock till 5 a.m. on Monday morning on One Magic. That's DSTV 103. Reigning Miss Universe, our own Zozobini Tunzi, will be handing over her crown after the longest reign on record, thanks to COVID. South Africa's Demi Lee Thibeau, who was formerly Nell Peters, Miss Universe 2017, will also be part of the show, offering expert analysis, because it's one of these wonderful big pageants that we don't really see or make a huge fuss of anymore like back in the day.
Yeah, okay. So Lebo and others who want to get up 2 o'clock in the morning on Monday morning on Channel 103 is when you'll find it. For those of us who watch at normal hours of the day, Craig, let's take a look at what's coming this weekend. Who doesn't love a bit of Hugh Laurie? There's a wonderful sounding new sci-fi comedy coming to DSTV.
Absolutely. It's called Avenue 5. It's actually starting tonight on Mnet. That's DSTV 101 at 10:30. It's very much very similar to The Orville, with just a touch more seriousness because it's not parodying any of the sci-fi movies. It follows the space holiday ship called the Avenue 5. There's a minor technical issue, and instead of going back to Earth in 8 weeks as planned, the holiday makers are now going to be stuck on board 3 years. There are loads of famous faces like Hugh Laurie. And, I mean, for once, he's playing an absolute moron instead of, like, Dr. House, who was very
brilliantly intelligent and erudite. Yeah.
Josh Gad is there as the eccentric billionaire tech genius owner. I mean, it's very similar to what Elon Musk is sort of doing now.
Okay, it sounds like a lot of fun. Avenue 5 starts tonight on Mnet at 10:30. There's also a drama show called Coyote you want to mention that starts on Monday.
Yeah, season one is starting on Monday, the 17th of May, on Universal TV. That's DSTV 117 at 8 in the evening. We all know Michael Chiklis. He plays these wonderful, very dour and sour cop characters, like in The Shield. And he's going to be playing this retiring border agent named Ben Clements, who gets dragged into a kidnapping mess, drug dealers, this human trafficking, sex, drugs, literally murder. And he's now actually realizing that his job wasn't as clear-cut for the 30 years that he did it as he believed, because it's not just people jumping the border for the sake of let's go on a holiday. They're actually fleeing for their lives, and it's a really intense drama series that you should watch, because this stuff is happening in the real world.
Yeah. Coyote starts Monday evening on the Universal Channel. That's number 117 at 8 p.m. Okay, over on the streaming services, let's take a look at Netflix. It's another sci-fi piece you want to flag there.
Yeah, it's called Jupiter's Legacy. Season one is available now. It's based on the graphic novels of the same name, and it follows this group of children. Their parents are superheroes, and they are now putting together their own little gang of mini superheroes and living up to their parents' legacies, hence the title Jupiter's Legacy. It's got Josh Duhamel. He's looking slightly older, grayer, very Silver Foxerish.
Nothing wrong with that.
So, yeah.
Okay, that is Jupiter's Legacy on Netflix, and also just a mention of a new Netflix movie that is dropping today. If a few years ago you read and enjoyed the book by AJ Finn called Woman in the Window, the movie version finally hits Netflix today. Amy Adams is the star. It is about an agoraphobic child psychologist who cannot leave her house, and all about what she sees, or did she actually see it through the window into the neighbor's home. It was a fabulous read. I would imagine it's going to resonate really well in the time of COVID and lockdown. So that is dropping on Netflix today. Craig, let's skip ahead to a film you want to flag on box office at the moment.
Yeah, it's called Palm Springs. It's a comedy sci-fi movie with loads of big names. Think of it as a modern update on Groundhog Day with Bill Murray.
Yes.
Just a little goofier, because it's got Andy Samberg. We all know him as Jake Peralta from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It's got Kristen Milioti, Tracy in How I Met Your Mother. And they play these two people, Niles and Sarah. They're guests at a wedding, and they get trapped in a time loop. And they're reliving the same day over and over, all while staying at this California desert holiday resort called Palm Springs. Loads of love, drama, crazy flashback, and they've even got a brachiosaurus randomly roaming in the background.
As one does have. Things. Okay. Craig, in 20 seconds, you want to flag a drama, a historical drama on Amazon Prime?
Yes, it's called The Underground Railroad, Season 1, historical drama with a bit of a twist. It's based on Colson Whitehead's 2016 novel of the same name, an alternative timeline where the Underground Railroad that was used to smuggle slaves to freedom in the U.S. is now an actual railroad. It follows a young woman named Cora who's on this train trip, hopefully to freedom, but she's being hunted. What's really great is that it's starring Tucson Bedo in the lead role, and that's the role that's actually scored her job with Viola Davis.
Fabulous. Okay, that is on Amazon Prime. The Underground Railroad is the name of the series. Craig, as always, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.